Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming to the program author David W. Gates Jr., and he is the author of Wisconsin Post Office Murals. Before I bring in today's guest, a quick reminder that selected interviews are available on our iPhone app, which can be downloaded in the App Store, as well as on TV on the Roku channel and Amazon Fire TV. Our app name on all platforms is simply The Author Show. David, how are you?
I'm doing great today. Thanks for inviting me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Sure. Well, my name is David W. Gates Jr., as you said, and I had to put in the W and the Jr. in my name to separate myself from the other David Gateses out there.
So tell us about your book.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Wisconsin Post Office Murals showcases the 35 murals and towns which received artwork during the Great Depression. The majority of the book is built around the correspondence letters and the various documents that were generated during this time. The National Archives in Washington, D.C. kept records when buildings were constructed and the murals were commissioned. I made two separate trips during the writing of this book to acquire the needed research. I also drove out to each of the towns in Wisconsin to photograph the buildings and the artwork. The result of all this research is the book that you see today, Wisconsin Post Office Murals.
Now, who did you write your book for specifically? Who's your target audience?
I wrote the book specifically for post office enthusiasts, which is how I characterize myself. I also wrote the book for public libraries and historical societies. Several times when I went into the library looking for information, oftentimes they didn't even know there was a mural in their local post office. So there were a few resources online where you can find mural information, but there were no books on the market with this information in one place and nothing specifically for Wisconsin murals.
So what's your approach? I mean, is there like a message in the book or is it just more like a resource for other researchers, do you think?
I think it's a great source for other researchers, but there are several letters from the artists that I uncovered which speak to the time when they were created. These were created during the economic depression of the 1930s. The artists were oftentimes paid in 3 or 4 installments, so it's not uncommon to see a letter from an artist inquiring about their voucher at each stage of the development. I think the central message or the takeaway is that history repeats itself. We find ourselves in a similar situation in today's economic environment with high unemployment, economic uncertainty, and people are left wondering where their next paycheck is going to come from.
So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in this book that's going to add value to the reader's life?
The most important idea, the book showcases the art with full color images of the buildings and the murals in one place. The benefit to the reader is that you don't have to look in multiple places to see the art and the buildings as one package. The idea or concept in my mind is that both the artwork and the buildings are a unique piece of American history. The book acts as the armchair traveler's guide to post office buildings and the murals in the state of Wisconsin. That's the benefit to the reader, especially during this time when we have global pandemic. The reader can virtually travel and view this art by purchasing the book.
So, if you could compare this book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why? Is there anything like this out there?
Absolutely. There are 4. The Texas Post Office Murals by Phil Parsi, Tennessee Post Office Murals by Howard Hull, A Simple and Vital Design by John Carlyle, and lastly, Nebraska's Post Office Murals by L. Robert Pershendorf. All talk about the art and the murals in their post offices for their respected states. What makes all these books great is that they all have images of the art created during the Depression. They're also the books that inspired me to write a dedicated book about the murals in Wisconsin.
So how did you get interested in all of this?
That's a little bit longer of a story. Back in 2003, a good friend of mine and my sister went whitewater rafting in northern Wisconsin. While on this trip, we drove through a few small towns. At one point, I said it would be a great idea to stop and take a picture in front of a post office. Because it had the name of the town on the outside of the building, my thinking was that it would make a great memento of the places we had visited and drove through. Fast forward to 2007, when I decided to thru-hike the Appalachian Trail, I had to ship my provisions to the local post office to pick up along the way. When I stopped into the Irwin, Tennessee post office, there was a mural on the wall, so I took a few pictures of it. Later on, when I got home and I was going through my pictures, I decided to see if I could find out more about it. However, the Irwin, Tennessee Post Office mural is not a New Deal mural, but what I did find was Howard Hull's book, which talked about all the murals in Tennessee post offices. This research and discovery is what got me started in writing about post offices.
So why do you think it's important to write books about post office murals?
In my opinion, they're an important piece of American history. They were created during the Depression. They also speak to a specific time in our nation's history. I feel it's an important topic to write about and preserve this for future generation. Not everyone even knows about the murals in post offices. And even if they do know about them, very few know the history because a lot of that documentation is in the National Archives in Washington, D.C. In addition, not all of the murals are even in their original location. When a post office gets sold, sometimes they move the mural to a museum or somewhere else. Writing about them and documenting in their current status, I hope, creates further interest, appreciation, and preservation efforts for the murals.
Did you find any surprises when you did your research?
I did, actually. When I visited the former Wausau, Wisconsin, it's a federal building, I only observed one mural in the lobby. Now, it's no longer a federal building, but rather residential lofts or apartments. However, when I visited the National Archives, I pulled the files and discovered that indeed there were two murals that were originally commissioned for this building. One mural entitled Lumbering by Garrett Sinclair is still in the lobby and can be seen. The other mural, Rural Mail, is nowhere to be found. Even after visiting the local public library and consulting with the leasing office of the apartments, no one could give me any idea of the fate of the second mural. Similarly, in Ladysmith, Wisconsin, rumor has it that the mural by Elsa Gemmy, Development of the Land, was painted over when the lobby was remodeled in the 1960s. I found a black and white photograph at the National Archives, which is the image that you see in the book, but that's all I was able to uncover.
Now, what about the commission that the artists received for painting these things? Any idea?
Yeah, the average commission that I observed during my research was between $600 and $900, depending on which sources you look at and which documents you read. The amount of the commission was based on the Treasury Department setting aside 1% of the construction costs for the decoration of the new building.
Well, in that we're doing this in August of 2020, the post office is all over the news and the headlines today. How do you feel about what's going on with all of that?
Yeah, that's a tough one. There has been a lot of talk about the United States Postal Service in the news lately. I will say this, the Postal Service has played a vital role in the growth and development of our nation. It's my hope that the powers that be can appreciate the significance of this important institution so that it can continue to benefit our citizens now and into the future.
Now, what's been your most rewarding experience since publishing your book?
The most rewarding thing is hearing from other post office enthusiasts, whether that's through my social channel or newsletter, but also having received phone calls and emails from the descendants of some of the artists. So that's really rewarding to actually have the content out there and then have them contact me wanting to know more about it because they know very little. So that's been really rewarding to hear from those folks.
So did your environment or upbringing play any major role in your writing?
Yes, I think so. We always traveled when I was younger. My father was a salesman for the Quaker Oats Company for 33 years. We were always going somewhere for summer vacations. We had a pop-up camper, then we had a trailer, then we had a motorhome. This traveling and the excitement of seeing something new has had an impact on me and certainly the creation of this book and my writing. I always look forward to traveling and I look forward to moving beyond this pandemic so that I can get out there and see more of this unique art.
So how would you describe the writing style you're using? Can you give us a feel for what the book looks like?
Yeah, as you alluded to earlier, it's more of a reference book. So what I've done, I've taken the existing letters, documentation, correspondence, and incorporated this into book form. So not a lot of the material is what I would call original or my own. But what I have done is taken all these pieces and created a product, a book, that I think is important and showcases the letters, the correspondence, that specific time in history. And this is a book that I wanted myself and I think that others want to see out there.
Now, most authors have a very specific reason for writing a particular book. What was your reason for writing this book?
Simple reason is Wisconsin didn't have a book. So that's the quick and easy answer. But I also feel like it's an important resource and material to have out there for the public. Texas has a book, Tennessee has a book, Nebraska has a book, Indiana has a book, but Wisconsin didn't. So that's the main reason I wanted to get one for Wisconsin.
What part of this book would you say you personally like best?
Oh, the photos, definitely. For me personally, it's the photographs and all the detailed pictures that I took that really sets this book apart. When I first started to write the book, it was actually just going to be a coffee table book with the murals and the buildings. But after consulting with book professionals, I was told we could have a better product if we included the information of the artist, the history of the towns, that sort of thing. So not only do I include the images of the murals, but I also include images of the buildings and the cornerstones where they originally were installed. I think that's the two biggest pieces that separates or makes this book special.
So other than selling your book, of course, is there anything else you hope to accomplish with it?
I think it's an important part of American history. It's my hope that by publishing this book, I can bring more awareness, recognition, and appreciation for the art, not just in Wisconsin, but nationwide. In today's environment, there are people who are offended by some of the content in the murals. I'm not advocating for one way or the other. What I do feel that they're important pieces of American history and should be protected and preserved as a learning tool for future generations.
So in your opinion, who should buy your book?
In my opinion, I think it's a great book for any post office enthusiast who appreciates the buildings and the arts. I also think it would be a great addition to a public library, especially in the communities that have post office art or New Deal art. I think if a patron walks into a library asking about a specific post office mural, that this book should be available to fill their curiosity. I also think it's a great book for an historical society. My understanding of their mission is to educate and preserve the history of their local communities. My book showcases the 35 towns in Wisconsin, but there are more than 1,200 of these nationwide. I think the book would make a great addition to any local historical society looking to preserve post office history.
Do you have a website?
I do. You can find my work at postofficefans.com, all one word, no spaces. This is where I blog about my journey visiting post offices. You can also find my author website at davidwgatesjr.net. Once again, all one word, no spaces.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been David W. Gates, Jr., and he's the author of Wisconsin Post Office Murals. David, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thanks, Don. I really appreciate it.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Go out there, buy the book today, and please share this interview with your friends so that they too have the opportunity to discover our guests and their work. The Author Show can be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. Selected interviews can also be found on major platforms like Amazon Fire TV, the Roku channel, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, and many more. And whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books to read, The Author Show is a great place to start. Check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.